Tim Ryan staffers attack J.D. Vance for supporting Israel. By Jacob Bliss on July 20, 2022. While J.D. Vance, the Republican nominee for U.S. Senate in Ohio, was touring Israel and attending a conservative conference, staffers for Democrat Senate hopeful Representative Tim Ryan attacked the Trump-backed GOP candidate for not being in the Buckeye State. Ryan's communications director Izzy Levy attacked Vance on social media, claiming the Trump-backed Republican has campaigned in other states, a book party, and Israel but not Ohio, referring to a picture of Vance speaking at CPAC's Prevent. In addition, Michael Baer with the Ohio Democrats wrote on social media that J.D. Vance said he feels out of place in Ohio. So of course, he'd rather be anywhere but here #OHSenator. However, despite the attacks, Ryan has not only voted against the funding for the Iron Dome, which helps protect Israel, but also supported the Iran deal in 2015 and, during his failed presidential run in 2019, said he would pursue a new deal. Additionally, Ryan campaigned in person this past week despite claiming he couldn't attend in-person votes because of the coronavirus, Breitbart News reported. Ohio U.S. Senate candidate Representative Tim Ryan, D.O., skipped in-person voting in the House of Representatives on Wednesday due to the ongoing public health emergency but attended in-person campaign events in Ohio on the same day. Ryan wrote in a letter to the clerk of the House on Tuesday that he would be unable to physically attend proceedings in the House chamber due to the ongoing public health emergency and allowed Representative Don Baer, DVA, to vote on his behalf. Ryan tweeted pictures from multiple campaign events on Wednesday, the same day Baer proxy voted for him. In response to the attacks on Vance, Brad Kasten, the chairman of the Community Relations Council of Jewish Columbus, stated, "Israel is our strongest and most important ally in the Middle East." He added, "All Americans and particularly the citizens of Ohio benefit from the strong strategic and economic ties, not to mention shared values, we enjoy with Israel. Ohio Democrats or anyone who appreciates the role our U.S. senators must play in foreign policy should strongly encourage, not discourage, our leaders to visit the Jewish state. I would encourage Tim Ryan to join with Mr. Vance in calling on the Biden administration to reject any support of future nuclear agreements that allows Iran to grow their influence without completely dismantling their nuclear infrastructure." Additionally, while Vance is in Israel, one of his former Senate Republican primary opponents and former Ohio State Treasurer, Josh Mandel, told Breitbart News that Tim Ryan's Democrat Party is the home for anyone who hates Israel and despises the Jewish people's right to self-defense and peace. J.D. Vance will be a strong friend and ally of the U.S.-Israel relationship and should be applauded, not attacked, for taking the time to visit the Holy Land, Mandel added. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.